We begin the current daf Masechta Rosh Hashanah, daf Chav Zayin. We begin on the top of the Yamin, where the Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah in the previous daf, where it spoke about the halachas of the shofar that's used on Rosh Hashanah of every year, and of the shofar that's used on Yom Kippur once every 50 years in the year of Yevil. So it says, regarding the shofar that was used in the base of Migdash on Rosh Hashanah, it says, Upiv Metzupah Zav, that the opening of the shofar was plated with gold. Now that the Gemara asks, but by the time we learn the Braisa, it said, suppose of, if one would plate, would coat the shofar with gold, so b'makam hanachas piv pasal, if it's placed the gold by the opening of where the shofar is, then that's invalid, because that would mean that the one who's blowing the shofar is not actually blowing the shofar, he's blowing with the gold of the shofar and not the gold itself. Shalei b'makam hanachas piv kosher, if it's plated with gold, not where the opening of the shofar is, where its mouth is, then it's going to be kosher, because it will not invalidate the shofar. So how could our Mishnah say that it was plated with gold by the piv, if we see in the Braisa that will invalidate it, because then you're not blowing with the shofar, you're blowing with the gold? And then Abaya says, Ki tanam masnitin, when did we learn our Mishnah that it was plated with gold? Shalei b'makam hanachas petznan. That was not by the opening of the mouth, which is the mouth, the end of where one blows, isn't it? And therefore, in our Mishnah, it was going to be kosher, because essentially it's going to be like shaloi b'makam hanachas piv. So although it says upiv mitzubazav, it doesn't mean actually by the opening of the side of where one blows in it. Then the Mishnah told us ushtecha tzeizim atzadim, when they would blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah in the base of Migdash, then they would have two trumpets on either side, and then the shofar would lengthen it, and that would have the concluding sound would only be the shofar. Now on that, the Gemara asked, how could it be that when they would blow the shofar, which everyone has a chiyuv to hear on Rosh Hashanah, that they would also have trumpets blowing at the same time? But v'trei koli mi mishtamei, is it true that you could hear two sounds at the same time? You won't be able to discern the sound of the shofar appropriately if there's another sound that of the trumpets blowing at the same time. Because v'tanu in the Braisa says regarding the mitzvah of Shabbos, it says zacher in one pasuk and b'shamer in another pasuk, which is that there's a positive component to Shabbos, which is zacher, and then shamer safeguard the negative prohibitions. Now that the Braisa tells us that b'dibur echad nemar, actually they were said with one act of speech, zacher and shamer, which masha'ina peyuchay ledaba, which a human mouth cannot do that, to say that, to say two words at the same time. And actually the ear cannot hear that, because you can't hear two different sounds at the same time. But that was the nest that happened by Matan Torah, that actually were said at the same time and they were heard at the same time. Now, therefore, but one thing we see from the Braisa is that you cannot hear two different sounds at the same time. So how could we have blowing with the shofar, the chatzais, the trumpets, and then we won't be able to hear properly the sound of the shofar? Now, that the Gemara answers, you're right. But lekach, marach b'shofar, that's why, as our Mishnah said, as we just quoted, they would lengthen the sound of the shofar, so they'd blow together, but they would stop earlier and the shofar would continue, and that's why we would do that, so that we could only hear the sound of the shofar, because if, when they're actually blowing at the same time, you can't hear both. Now that the Gemara asks, lememra, so are you saying, which it sounds like that's what you're answering for the Mishnah, that if you hear the end of the blowing, without hearing the beginning, which is essentially what's happening, because you're not hearing it, because there's two sounds going at the same time, but you're saying that if at least you'll hear the end, which the shofar will go longer, then yatza, then you will fulfill your chiv of hearing the tekiyah of the shofar, and therefore it would sound like that the same would be with memela. Hence, tchilas tekiyah, b'loy sev tekiyah yatza, that also if you had only heard the beginning of the tekiyah, but if you didn't hear the end of the tekiyah, then you would have fulfilled your chiv too also, because what would be the difference about hearing the end of the tekiyah without the beginning, or the beginning without the end? Now, the reason why the Gemara is making this deek is because the Gemara wants to ask on both of these points from the inference of what we're saying, that you would be yatzit sev tekiyah without tchilas tekiyah, or the beginning of the tekiyah without the end. That's what it sounds like that you're answering. That's why they would lengthen the shofar so we could hear just the shofar, which is only the end of the tekiyah. But that the Gemara asks, Tashma, we learn in the Mishnah later on that says, Taka Berishayna, if someone blew the first tekiyah, which is when there is three different groups of the Malchias, the Chreinias, the Shofars, the three different sets of the tekiyahs of the Shofars, and in every set is a tekiyah, a true end tekiyah. So if someone blew the first tekiyah before the true, and then he blew the second tekiyah, which is after the truah, the sound of how long would be two different tekiyahs. And that's because essentially what happens is that you really have to have two tekiyahs, one after another. You need one to be the last tekiyah of the set of the malchias, which is tekiyah truah, and then you're having this tekiyah. And then after that tekiyah, you have to have the first one of the set of the zechrinis to have tekiyah, then truah, then tekiyah. So you have two tekiyahs, one after another. So this person went ahead and instead of doing one tekiyah and then another tekiyah, he did one tekiyah that's as long as two. On that the Braisa says, and that the Mishnah later on says, in biyada elachas, you have only fulfilled your chiyuv of one tekiah, which is the second one of the set of the malchus. We don't consider it, although it's as long as two, as if it's the first of the set of zechreinus. Now that the Gemara asks, but based on what we said, amai, why is that? To salik lebe tarti, one should fulfill his chiyuv with that one long tekiah as if it's two, because it should be the tchilas tekiah, which you could fulfill your chiv of the beginning of the tekiah without the end. That should be the last one of the malchus. Then the end of it should be considered, since it's its own right, because you don't need a whole tekiah to fulfill it, should be that end of the tekiah should be the beginning of the set of the zichreinus. Based on what you're saying, that you only need tchilas tekiah or seif tekiah, the tchilas should be from the last set, and the seif should be for the next set. Why isn't it? Obviously, it sounds like not what you're saying, that it's not enough to have just part of tekiah, you need to have the whole thing. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not true. The Mishnah later on, psuki tekiyasu mehadadi lepaskinam. We can't just cut up a tekiah in half. You're right. If you hear only half of it, if it's enough for what you need to hear, then that would fulfill your chiyuv. But here, where it's one long thing, we can't cut it up and say that, okay, this is from the first set and this is from the second set, and that's why you will only have fulfilled your chiyuv as one. But if you only heard part of it, then of course it would be enough to have seif tekiah without tchilas tekiah, or the beginning of the tekiah without the end of the tekiah. So the Gemara continues on this. Tashema. The coming Mishnah will tell us that hatekel techabur, if someone blows when he's blowing a shofar, he blows it into a pit. Oyle techadus, which is essentially the same thing as a pit, it's just that a bur is dug into the ground and the dus is built over the ground. Oyle techapitus, or if he blows it into a large barrel. Now, so then it depends what type of sound you're hearing when you're blowing into these cavernous type of areas. Imkol shofar shama yatsa. If what sound you heard was the sound of the shofar, even if you're blowing it into a pit or into a barrel, then you've fulfilled your chiyuv, because that's what you have to hear, l'shmoya kol shofar. The imkol havara shama, however, if you hear only the sound of the echo of the shofar, then lo yatsa, then you haven't fulfilled your chiyuv, because you didn't hear the sound of the shofar. You hear the sound of the echo of the shofar. Now that the Gemara asks, based on what we said, v'ama amai, why is that? Leipik b'tchilas tkiya mikmei de la'arv of kala. You should fulfill your chiv of hearing the sound of the shofar before it gets mixed up with the echo. And that is, the first sound that comes out is the sound of the shofar. Then it echoes, so you're hearing the sound of the echo. But if you don't need to hear the whole sound, you could have just the beginning without the end, or the end without the beginning. You should fulfill your chiv with the beginning. And that's why we made that dik before, because we wanted to ask on seif tekiah. Now we're asking on tchilas tekiah, where you see that it's not true. Just having the beginning of the tekiah is not enough, because here you're having the beginning of the tekiah before it echoes. And still we're saying in the Mishnah later on that you're not going to fulfill your chiv if you're hearing the sound of the echo. So therefore the Gemara says, you're right. It is a valid question where you see that it's not enough to have part of the tekiah. Ella, however, it's not going to help part of the tekiah, and therefore we're going back to answer the original question, which the question was, so if part of the tekiah is not going to be enough, so when you have the shofar blowing with the trumpets, so just having the shofar, the end of it, where it's going longer, is not enough, we said, because it's not going to be the whole tekiah. So then how are we going to be yaitze if you're going to have two sounds at the same time? So the Gemara qualifies that halacha that we see in the Braisa, that an ear can't hear two sounds at the same time. Tarti kali michad gavra. Two sounds from one person, which is the exact parallel of what the Braisa is talking about when Hashem said, when there was the sound of Zachar v'Shamar, where that's one coming from one source, that's lo mishtamoy. That cannot be heard. Mitrei gavri mishtamoy, but from two people that could be heard, and therefore shofar and chatzotis is not a problem, because although yes, we see that Zachar v'Shamar, two sounds cannot be heard, that's because it's coming from one person, but if it's coming from two people, that could be heard, and therefore the shofar and the trumpets, it's not a problem. You could discern the sound of the shofar over the sound of the trumpets, and that's why you're going to fulfill your chiv of hearing the shofar. Now, the Gemara asks on that. Is it really true that if it's coming from two different people, then you could discern the appropriate sound? But v'tanim in the Braisa that says, b'tayram, when they're laning from the Torah, so the halacha is echad kariv, echad metargim. The way it used to be is that one person would read the parasha from the Torah, and the other one would interpret it in Aramaic in the language that the people understood. Now, however, the Braisa tells us, ubavad, and the Gira says, shaloyehe echad kare, vishnayim mitargimen, as long as you only have one person reciting from the Torah, and then you have one person interpreting. You can't have two people interpreting, because then people are not going to be able to hear. And therefore, you see that even though it's coming from two different people, you cannot discern the appropriate sound that you're trying to hear. And therefore, that takes us back to the question. If even two people, it's leimish tamoy, so how do we fulfill our chiv with the shofar and the Beis HaMikdash when they're having the trumpets at the same time, if the fact that it goes longer is not enough because you have to have the whole tekiah? So that the Gemara answers in the Holei Damya. It's not true. This is not comparable to the halacha that we're saying over here with Shaifer. Because rather, Ella Seifer, actually, it's more comparable to the end of that brisa, where the brisa tells us that Bahalu b'Megillah, the halacha of when they're reciting Hal and when one is hearing the Megillah is different than when they're reading from the Torah. And that's because Afil Asara Karin, there the halacha is that even 10 people could be reading the Megillah or saying Hal at the same time. You're hearing 10 different voices, and they can't do it exactly together in a perfect chorus that you should hear the sounds perfectly. And in spite of that, the halacha they will be that you will fulfill your chiv even though it's 10 people at the same time. Now, why is that? So, as the Gemara says, Alma kibin chaviv. Obviously, we see since it's something that's precious to people, and since it's unique, it's not so common for us to say hal or to hear the Megillah. Therefore, yoiv daite. So, a person pays attention. He hears that one voice, even though there's 10 people saying it at the same time. Sachinami here also by the Shofar, Kivin the Chavav, Yoav Daita Vashamay. Since it's precious, it only comes once a year, so a person could discern and listen, even though there's trumpets going at the same time, he's listening to just that sound of the Shofar, and that's what he's going to fulfill his Chiv. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is answering, that Tarti Kali is Mishtamoy, and it could also be not Mishtamoy. If it's the Kriya Sotar, which happens every week, so that if it's having two Metrogamas at the same time, you're not going to be able to hear appropriately that one sound, and therefore there you will not fulfill your Chiyuv. However, regarding Hal and Megillah, and hence the Gemara is saying the same thing by Shofar, which is not so common, therefore it's precious to a person as Chavav, he'll be able to discern that sound, and that's why even though trumpets at the same time, you'll hear the sound of the Shofar. But then the Gemara goes back to what it had initially thought, that that's why we have the Shofar longer, as the Gemara had originally answered, so that you could hear the sound only of the Shofar, but we said that's not true because that doesn't help you fulfill your chiv anyway, because just hearing the Seif Tekiah without the Tchilas Tekiah will not help. So the Gemara concludes, say, Elo lama ma'ach b'Shofar. So then why is it actually the case that in our Mishnah we said that they would blow the trumpets together with the Shofar, however the Shofar would go longer, that it would be the only sound at the end longer than the trumpets? That's for a different reason. That's just to know that the mitzvah of today is the sound of the Shofar. Similarly, as we find by the Tainus, that the trumpets went longer to show that this is the main primary sound that we want to do is trumpets. Hebrew Shoshan, the primary sound, which is the primary mitzvah, is that of the Shofar, and that's why it went longer to symbolize that. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah though. So we explain regarding the halachas of the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. So then the Mishnah continues to be Tainus regarding the public fast. Bishal Zcharim Kefufin, it was that of the male of the ram, its shofar that's bent. Upiv Mitzupa Kesev, and here its mouth was not plated with gold as was the case by Rosh Hashanah, but rather it was plated with silver. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Hasan is of why is it that we said regarding the shofar of Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMikdash, that we said that it's opening. We didn't say exactly right where you blow, because then it's going to be blowing with the gold, but it's by the opening that it's plated with gold. Maishna Hasan the Kesev, why are we here by the public fast? Was that shofar only with silver? So the Gemara gives two answers. Ibrahim, if you want, you could say it's because kol kinufya de kesefu. Any gathering, when we're using those tools to make the sound that everyone should come together, it's made out of silver. Like it says, the pasuk in Midbar says, you should make for yourself two trumpets of silver, which the trumpets are always there for kinufya, to gather in the people. So we see that when, which is the purpose of the public fast, when we blow to gather all the people together, that there it's made out of silver. And here, in the same thing would be regarding the shofar. You could say, the Torah is concerned about the Jewish people's money, and therefore they don't want them to have to spend extra money, which is gold. You could take something cheaper, that's silver. As Rashi brings that, there's a pasuk in Vayikra Yudal that says, "Vetziva HaKohen," the Kohen commands, "Upinur Sabayis," that they clear out the house that they're going to declare it's tameh because it has a neg on it, which is, what are they concerned about that's becoming tameh? Everything you can go out and immerse in the mikvah, and it's not going to be a loss. The only thing that you cannot immerse are klecheres, which are not worth that much. And in spite of that, because you can't do the tar in the mikvah, you have to break it, those are what they're concerned about, to have to clear it out before they declare a tummy. So you see the Torah is very concerned about the loss of the Jewish people's money. And that's why they said to make it out of silver and not have to make it out of gold. But then the Gemara says, if the Torah is so concerned about people's money, so hasam nami nabi dikasav. So therefore the Shofar Rosh Hashanah also only have to be made out of silver and not plated with gold. The Gemara says, "Afilahachi kavod yamtiv adav." No, even so, in spite of that, the honor of the yamtiv Rosh Hashanah is better than the concern about the Jewish people's money. For something like a tainus, where that's not a halach of kavod yamtiv, they were concerned. But for things like kavod yamtiv by Rosh Hashanah, they would prefer to have it made out of gold. Now the Gemara continues that Rav Papa bar Shmuel savu lemeved uvdikamasnik. He wanted to go ahead and do the halacha as it says in our Mishnah. When Rosh Hashanah, you blow with a shofar with chatzaitus at the same time with trumpets. So Amalei Rava told them, no, loy Amru Ela B'Mikdash, the halacha of our Mishnah that said that Rosh Hashanah they would blow it a shofar and they would do all these halachas, and part of it was that they would have these two trumpets on the side. That's only in the Beis HaMikdash, but not out of the Beis HaMikdash. There you don't blow with trumpets. Tanim Hachas, similar in the Braisa. When did we say this halacha is B'Mikdash of Bigvulin, but in places outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Makam Sheyesh Chatzaitz is actually wherever it is that you have trumpets, for example, by the tiniest, by the public fast, ain't Shafer. We don't use a Shafer. Makam Sheyesh Shafer, a place where there is a Shafer, for example, Rosh Hashanah and Yaival, then in Chatzaitz, actually there's no trumpets. And, however, the Gemara does tell us that B'chein Hinnik, however, there were those that did accustom themselves, like our Mishnah, which to use a Shafer and trumpets at the same time, which was Reb Chalafta B'tzipayri, Reb Chananya ben Tradin B'sichni, in these places, these Tamei Chacham, they did do like our Mishnah. However, Kishabodavir, it's Chacham, when the Chacham heard about this, Amru, they said, as we just mentioned before, that Lo Hayunoygin Kein El Bishari Mizrach Ubahar Bais Bavad. This was only done, the halach of using the Shefer with the trumpets together, only by the Eastern Gate and on the Temple Mount, but anywhere outside of that, it's not true. We use only a Shefer, a Shoshana, and Yaiva, and we only use trumpets on the tiniest. So Amar Rava, V'item, Reb Shuban Levi, Micro, what's the pasuk that tells us that this halacha of having trumpets with it only applies in the Beis HaMikdash? The Chassidim, it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, it says, B'chatzaitzreis v'koil shofar, it says, with trumpets and the sound of the shofar, hariyu lefnei ha-melech Hashem, they should blow in front of the King Hashem. Now, the inference is, lefnei ha-melech Hashem, who'd be in the chatzaitzreis v'koil shofar, it's only in front of the King Hashem, that's where you need to have trumpets together with the sound of the shofar. But generally, you don't need it. In other words, only in the Beis HaMikdash, which is in front of Hashem. But beyond that, we only have the Shofar and not the trumpets with it. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that quoted from the opinion of the Tanakama. Tanakama said the first opinion that was mentioned was Shava HaYevel Rosh Hashanah. The halachas of the Shofar that they would blow on the Yom Kippur of Yevel every 50 years had the same halachas as Rosh Hashanah, which we blow every year in the first of Tishrei. L'tkiyev L'brachas for the blowings, and for the brachas that they would make, which would be those nine brachas. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings the following statement, which it's going to ask from our Mishnah. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchok, Kema matzlin ha'idna. Who is it, the halacha like, that we daven today in our davening Rosh Hashanah, where we say, Zeha yom tchilis masecha. This is, this day, the first of Tishrei, is the beginning of your actions. Zikaron liyom rishon, it's the remembrance of the first day, which was the day that Adam Rishon was created. Another Gemara says, Kaman, who's that like? Kareb Eliezer, it's like Reb Eliezer. The Amma that he says, where there is a Machlaikis, and he says, B'tishrei nevar olam. He says the world was created on Tishrei, the other opinion says it was on Nisan. So obviously we're going like him, because if we're saying that the world was created on Tishrei, which means to say that the first of Tishrei is when Adam Rishon was created, and that's why he says that Zikaron liyom rishon, because it's like him. If it was created on Nisan, it wouldn't be Zikaron liyom rishon. Now that Masa Ravena asks from our Mishnah said, Shava Yevel Rosh Hashanah. Yevil has the same halachas like Rosh Hashanah Litkia, for what the halachas are regarding the Tkiyas of Shaifu, Ula Brachas, and for the Brachas. Now that the question is, but there is the Bracha that we just mentioned of Zeha Yom Tchilis Masecha Zikaron Liyom Rishon, where the Bereshon Issa, that is appropriate for Rosh Hashanah, because as we're saying, we go like Reb Eliezer, where that is Tchilis Liyom Rishon, it's the beginning. However, Ula Yevil Asa, that's not appropriate for Yevil. Yevil is not the beginning, and it's definitely on Yom Kippur, it's not the beginning of Masecha. So why over there, if you're saying it has the same brachas, would we say that? Rather, it must be like Taisus says, that why would we say it? It's not because it's the creation of the world, as you're saying, because we go like a B'liyaza. Rather, it must be because it's the beginning of the judgment of the world, where the world is judged at that time. Now, that's appropriate for Yom Kippur of Yevil, which is compared to Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara later on will say, on the Lamed Aleph. However, regarding this component of saying that it's like Reb Eliezer, that's not a raya, because if that's the case, that component, that aspect of the brachas does not apply to Yevil, and we're saying that Yevil has the same halachas like Rosh Hashanah for the brachas. The Gemara answer is not a difficulty, because Kikatani Ashara, the halacha could be like Reb Eliezer, that we do say, and it is related to the idea that this is the beginning of the creation of the world, and although we're saying that Yevil has the halacha like Rosh Hashanah for the brachas, it means regarding everything else besides this bracha, because you're right, that doesn't apply to Yevil to say that it's the current, the Yom Rishon. However, the Gemara says, Rav Shisha Berida of Idi Masni Hachi had a different version of this discussion. That Amr Shmuel by Yitzchak, he said that Hadit, now this is said in our Mishnah, Sheva HaYevil Rosh Hashanah L'tkiyah L'brachas Kaman, it was coming from our Mishnah, not asking from what it was said from our Mishnah. So who is the our Mishnah going like that? Yevil is the same as Rosh Hashanah for the blowings and for the brachas. So that the Gemara says, the like Reb Eliezer must be not like Reb Eliezer. The Reb Eliezer, because if the Tana of a Mishnah would be like Reb Eliezer, Kivin the Amr B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, since he says that the world was created in Tishrei, But we have that part of the brachas of Rosh Hashanah, where we say that this is the currently Yom Rishon, the Rosh Hashanah Isa B'Yevel Asa, where only that applies to Rosh Hashanah, not to Yevel. So if we're comparing Yevel to Rosh Hashanah, must be that it's not like Rabbi Eliezer, because according to him, you have that part of the Tefillah which is not appropriate for Yevel. Nothing more answers, like we said, in this version, Kiktoni Ashar. When did we say that it has the same halachas with Kiyam Brachas? It means on everything else besides this pasuk of Zikaron Liyam Rishon. Nothing more continues with the halachas of Shefer with the next Mishnah, specifically regarding the invalidations, the psulim, in the halachas of Shefer. So the Mishnah says, Shefer Shenistak, regarding a Shefer that cracked, Vidavka, and then it was glued together, pasul, such a Shefer is going to be pasul. Dibig Shivrei Shefaris, if you attach different broken pieces of a Shefer, then pasul is going to be pasul, because then it's like two different shayfaris, which we mentioned on the previous daf, that you can't have two, three different shayfaris, it has to be just one shayfar, and therefore gluing together different broken pieces is like two different shayfaris, and that's what's going to be pasul. Continue to Amud Beis, where the Mishnah continues and says, Nikah v'sasmai, if it developed a hole, and then it was plugged up, so then it depends. Im ha'akev esat kia pasul, if it interferes with this part that was plugging up, will interfere with the sound of the regular blow of the shayfer, that's going to invalidate it, because then that's not having the regular tkiya of the shayfer. V'im lav kasha, but if it's not interfering, if it's not changing the sound, then it's going to be kasha. Similarly, hatakei l'techa bor, l'techa dus, l'techa pitas, like we mentioned this on Amud Aleph, someone blows into a pit, or into a cistern, or into this large barrel, so depends. Im kol shayfer shama yatsa, if the sound that you're hearing is the authentic sound of the shayfer, then you're fulfilling your chiyuv. But if you're hearing the sound of the echo, then you're not fulfilling it again, because you have to hear the koil of the shayfer, not the echo of the shayfer. Also, similar halacha, if someone was walking behind the shul, or his house was right next to a shul, and he hears the sound of the shayfer, or a similar halacha, if you hear the sound of the megillah, if he is paying attention, again, because you have to hear the sound of the shayfer, so therefore you have to focus, then you're going to fulfill your chiyuv. But if you didn't focus, then you didn't fulfill your chiyuv, as the Mishnah concludes, because even though both, whether you're paying attention or not, both of them are hearing the sound of the shayfer or the megillah, however, this one is focused, he's paying attention, this one didn't, and that's the deciding factor that will change the halacha for if you're going to fulfill your chiyuv or not, if you're paying attention, if you're focusing, or if you're not. Now the Gemara continues with many different brises that continue on the theme of our Mishnah, of different halachas of invalidations and halachas of shayfer. So we learned the brisa. Aruch v'katzoy. If the shayfer was very long, and then it was shortened, so kasher, it's going to be kasher, it's still a shayfer. Gardoy, if let's say it was scraped, v'hamidoy al-gilde, and then it remained just with this thin piece of what the shayfer is, then kasher, that's still going to be fulfilling the chiv. It's still considered a shayfer, although you took off layers of it. Even if you were left on this thin last layer, it's still kasher. Tipahu zahav. Let's say it was plated with gold. Bimakam hanachas peh. If it was where the mouth goes, then pasul is going to be invalid, as we had mentioned on Aleph, because that means you're blowing with the gold and not with the shayfer. Shloi bimakam hanachas peh kasher. If it wasn't exactly where the mouth is placed, then it's kasher. Now, tipahu zahav mibifnim. If it was plated gold on the inside of the shayfer, then it's going to be pasul, because again, what comes out is that the tkiya, which is the sound that goes through the inside of the shayfer, is really happening with the gold. And then you're not blowing with a shayfer, you're blowing with gold, therefore it's going to be invalid. Mibachutz, if you plated gold on the outside, so then it depends. Im nishtana koil mekamei shahaya pasul. If that changes the sound of the shayfer, then it's going to invalidate it, because again, then you're not hearing the authentic sound of the shayfer. Vimlav kasher, but if it's not changing the sound and it's not going through the gold's on the outside, then it's going to be kasher. Nikah v'sasmei, if the shayfer developed a hole and was plugged, so it depends. Imi akav esat kia pasul, if it interferes with the sound of the shayfer, then it's going to be invalid. Vimlav kasher, if it doesn't interfere with the sound, then it's going to be kasher. Nasan shayfer b'teich shayfer, if let's say you put a shayfer inside a shayfer and then you blow, so it depends. If the sound that is being traveled, that is being created, is going through the inner shayfer, then you're fulfilling your chiyuv, because then you're blowing through that shayfer. It's like the outer shayfer is just a covering on the outside. However, if you're hearing the sound of the outer shayfer, then you're not going to fulfill your chiyuv, because what happens is that you're having you're having the interference of the inner shofar for the sound of the shofar, which is getting interferences with that inner shofar, because you're blowing from the outside shofar, and then it's having it changed with that inner shofar plugging it up somehow, and therefore then you're not going to be hearing just the sound of the outer shofar, and therefore you're not going to fulfill your chiyuv. Gemara continues with another braisa, Tarabon, Gardoi. If one scraped layers of the shofar off, so beimim bifnim, maybe bechutz kasha, whether you scrape from the inside or from the outside, and you scraped off layer after layer, it's still going to be kasha. Gerda v'midal gildoi kasha. Even if you scraped and you left it just with this thin membrane that's left from the shofar, it's still going to be kasha. Hinich shofar b'teich shofar. You put a shofar inside of the shofar. So again, im kol panim yishama yatz. If you're hearing the sound of the inner shofar, then you fulfill your chiyuv. However, hearing the sound of the outer shofar again, you will not fulfill your chiyuv again because it's having interferences with the shofar that's inside of it. Hafcha v'takabay. If one inverted the shofar and he blew in it, lo yatzi is not fulfilled his chiyuv. Now, on that, Amar Papi qualifies this halacha. He says, leitema the hafcha kiketuna. Don't say when it says that you inverted the shofar, you're not going to fulfill your chiyuv. It means to say that you turned it inside out like one would do with a shirt to make the inside on the outside and the outside on the inside. Rather, what we're talking about is that one widened the narrow part of the shofar, and he narrowed the wider part when he put it into hot boiling water and he was able to reshape the shofar. Even that is going to be invalidation. Now the question is my time, but what's the reason why that was invalidated? Because Rav Masna, he made a drasha regarding the pasuk of the Yikra, that in the Perek Chafei Pasuk Test, that talks about the mitzvah of shofar. It says, v'havarta shofar truah, that one should, it could be translated as one should blow the shofar of Truah b'chodesh Hashvi on Rosh Hashanah. However, the term havarta also means derech havarasa bin. We need it as the way it passes through, which is the way that it grows on the ram, where how it is normally in its lifetime, the animal, which there's the narrow part and then there's the wider part, that's how it has to be blown. If one changes the wider part to the narrow and the narrow to the wide, that's not derech havarasa, and therefore that's not going to be the havarta, and therefore even in such a case, one will not chiyuv of blowing the shofar. Then the Mishnah said, divik shivir shofar is pasav. One attaches, one glues together the broken piece of the shofar, it's going to be invalid. So the Gemara continues again with other halachas that related to our Mishnah. Tabar, we learned the braisa. If one added on a piece to the shofar, whether it's the same type of the what the shofar is made out of, same properties, or whether it's something else, puzzle that will invalidate the shofar. If the shofar developed a hole and was plugged, puzzle. So Tanakhama says whether it's the same species as something else, going to invalidate the shofar. Rav Nosnaimer, he says no. He says, b'minei kasher, if you plug up a shofar with the same material of what the horn of the animal is made out of it, so then, if it's not going to interfere with the sound of the tekiah, then it's going to be kasher. Shalai b'minei pasal. However, you're right, if you plug it up with something else, then it's going to invalidate the shofar. Now, that the Gemara explains as follows. B'minei kasher, when he said that if it's from the same species and you're plugging up the hole in the shofar, it's going to be kasher, so that Omer B'yechni comes to qualify. He says, "V'hush and Ishtai Rubai." This was only permitted if the amount of the original shofar is the majority. If that remains, then if you're plugging it up with a minority, it's going to be kasher. Now that the Gemara makes the following inference. So Mechlal, what that would sound like is that you're only saying that in Minoy, in the same species, but the Shalei B'Minoy, if you're plugging it with not the same species, then Avapish and Ishtai Rubai Pasal sounds like, but even if the majority of the shofar is still around, it's still going to be invalid. That's one version. Those that learned that this qualification of Yechim was actually going on the Seifa, not of B'minei Kasher, that you're plugging it, that it has to be that at least Nishtai Rubai. It's actually going on the qualification of the Seifa, where he said, Shalei B'minei Pasal, that if you're plugging it with not the same species as the Shofar, then it's going to be invalid. On that, Rabbi Yechim, that's Rabbi Yechim qualified, and he said, V'hushe Nefches Rubai. This that is going to be invalid if you're plugging it with not the same thing is only if the majority of the Shofar was missing and you're plugging it up. Mechlal, and that inference would be, if you're using the same type as the shofar, then even if a majority of the shofar is missing and you're plugging it up, that even there it's going to be kasher. So those are these two different versions, exactly what would the halacha be if you're plugging it with the minoy, if that would be only enough if shenishtai rubai, or would it even be good if it's not nishtai rubai, because actually that was saying that the invalidation of the enoy minoy is only if it's enoy nishtai rubai. But if it's regarding minoy, it's even if it's not nishtai rubai, it's going to be kasher. You could plug it up with almost the majority of it missing. Now, the Gemara continues that, Tzipo zav mibifnim pasal. So that the Braisa said that if you plate it with gold on the inside, then it's going to be invalid. As we said before, because then it's going to be blowing with the, it's going to be going through the gold, not through the shayfer. Mibachutz, if it's plated with gold on the outside, so im nishtan the koilim mikamayisha hayapasal. Then if it changes the sound of the shayfer, you're not going to hear the authentic sound. That's going to invalidate it from lav kasher. But if not, it's going to be kasher. Now the brayser continues nistak. If the entirety of the shayfer was cracked laarkai along its length, pasal, that's going to invalidate it. Larachvai, if it's cracked on its width, which means the entire width of its circumference, im nishtayibai, if you're left over from the place of the crack until the place where one puts his mouth on the opening of the shayfer, a shear of tkiya, the amount that's necessary to blow the shayfer, then kasher is going to be kasher, because then it's like as if the part where the crack is, as if it's already removed, and it's like the halacha of arach v'katzer, where we said that if it's long and you shorten it, it's still going to be kasher. So the fact that it's cracked along its entire circumference, if you have from the crack till the mouth enough of a space, then it's going to be kasher as if it was totally taken off. Vimlav pasul, but if you don't have enough, then it's going to be invalid. Now that the Gemara asks about kama shir tkiya. Now, well, how much is it that's necessary to be left over that's considered the amount for the tkiya? And that Pirush Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel explained, is kedei she'echazena biyadav. It has to be enough that you could hold it with your hand, meaning your one is holding on to the shayfer, and that you could see some of the shayfer, meaning your entire hand does not block the entire shayfer. You have a little bit on either side. That's considered the shayfer of tkiya. If you have that left over from the crack, that will be valid as a shayfer. Now the Braisa continues, if the sound of the shayfer was very thin, a very thick sound, or if it's this dry, raspy sound, kasher is still going to be kasher. Shakala kol is kshem b'shefer. All sounds that come out of the shefer are kasher, are valid. Now the Gemara says, Sholchi le'lavu d'shmul, they sent to the father of Shmuel as follows. Kedachai, if they made a hole in the shefer. Now the Gemara assumes it means to say where the mouth of the shefer, the opening where one blows it, where one has to make a hole in it to blow it. V'takabai, and then it was blown with it, so then yatsa, then you will fulfill your chiv. Which the Gemara's question is, Pshita, it's pretty obvious. Kulanami miktakat chulahu. All shayfaris, you need to go ahead, since it's attached to the animal on its head, you have to go ahead and make a hole in it. So what's the chiddush in saying that if you make a hole in it, it's going to be kasher and you blow through that hole? That's how the all shayfaris have to be made. Now, Adam Ravashi says, no, what we're talking about is shakatchu bizachrusa. It's meant that the person made a hole through zachrusa is a term that could also be used for something that protrudes. What it means to say is, when the shayfer, the horn of the animal, is attached to the head of the animal, there is a bone that sticks out of the head of the animal that goes inside the horn. Now, generally, we take it out from that protrusion of the animal, and we take just the horn. Now, these people didn't do that. They didn't take it out. Rather, they broke it off, and they have the bone that's inside the horn. Now, what they did over here is that they went and they drilled a hole through that bone, which is now stuck inside the opening of where the horn is, and they drilled through it. I would have thought to say that even though it's the same species, but it's two different things, there's the horn and then there's the bone, the bony protrusion of the animal's head that goes into the shayfer, that would be an interposition. Therefore, you're not really blowing through the shayfer. You're blowing through the bone that you drilled through a hole that you could blow through, which is inside the shayfer, and therefore that should be interposition, and it's not the koil ha-shayfer. K'mashmon, that's the chiddush, that even there, that won't be considered chatzitzim, and you'll fulfill yechiv in such a case. Now, the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah, where it said, ha-takele techa bar, if someone blows into a pit, or the techa dos or into a cistern. So we said that it depends. If you hear the sound of the shayfer, you fulfill it, but if you hear the sound of the echo, that's not the koil ha-shayfer, and one will not fulfill his chiv. Now that the Gemara qualifies, Amr Afun, he says, Lo Yishana, we didn't say this halacha of the invalidation of hearing the echo. Elo Isna Oindim Asrasabar. Only regarding people that are standing on the edge of the bar, meaning they're outside. Now the one who's blowing is blowing into the pit. They hear the echo, they're not going to fulfill the chiyah. Elo Isna Oindim Bar Yaitza. However, those who are standing inside the pit, and the person is blowing into the pit, they will fulfill the chiyah because they will always be hearing the sound of the shayfer. Tanya Malach is similar in the Braisa. Hatakeh l'techa bar l'techa dus yatza. Someone blows into the pit or into the cistern, he has fulfilled his chiv. Now, that the Gemara asks, but now we're learning our Mishnah. Lo yatza, that one does not fulfill his chiv when you're blowing into the pit or the cistern, at least if you're going to be hearing the sound of the echo, and the Braisa doesn't make those differentiations. Elah shmamina, k'ravuna, shmamina, obviously has to be like Ravuna, where it depends. those that are inside, that's what the Braise is talking about. They will always fulfill their chiyuv because they always hear the Kol HaShofar. Those who are outside, they will not if they hear the sound of the echo. Actually, Ikad Rami Le Mirma, there are those who actually pose this as a contradiction. In other words, there are certain Talmidim, they didn't learn this as just a general statement of Huno, who he was qualifying to explain our Mishnah. Rather, it was originally posed as a contradiction of the Mishnah and the Braisa, and on that Rav Huna came to give the resolution of that. Where Tnan Ha Tekele Techa Bo Techa Dus Layat, so we learn in our Mishnah that if someone blows into the pit or the cistern, then one will not fulfill his chiv if he hears the sound of the echo, but Vatanya Yatsa, but we learn the Braisa that one will always fulfill his chiv. On that, this version says that Rav Huna Lekashiv is coming to resolve that contradiction. Khan, our Mishnah was talking about for those who are standing on the edge of the pit. There, it's not so simple. If you hear the sound of the shofar, good. But if you hear the echo, that's not the authentic sound of the shofar. You will not fulfill your chiyuv. Khan, the Braise is talking about for those who are standing in the pit. There, they will always be hearing the sound of the shofar. And therefore, under all circumstances, the Braise says that Yatza, because they're going to be hearing the Kol HaShofar.